USA Radio News.
Reaction is coming in from all over the world as President Donald Trump announced earlier today that the United States would withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Take a listen to Benjamin Netanyahu share his thoughts.
President Trump did an historic move, and this is why Israel thanks President Trump for his courageous leadership, his commitment to confront the terrorist regime in Tehran, and his commitment to ensure that Iran never gets nuclear weapons. Not today, not in a decade, not ever.
GOP leaders think Gina Haspel will be confirmed as a CIA director with the help of at least 8 Democrats, that's according to Politico. Haspel, the first woman to be tapped to head the agency, will appear before a Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow. If the committee advances her nomination, she will then need 50 votes to secure a confirmation from the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
The latest Small Business Optimism Index is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The report shows America's small business owners and operators are slightly more optimistic than they were a month ago about the U.S. economy and how it affects them. The Small Business Optimism Index for April ticking up just a fraction from the March reading. Small business operators' biggest frustration right now? Finding qualified workers. A Labor Department report out Tuesday bolsters their concerns, showing there's a record number of job openings in America currently, at a time when the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in a couple of decades.
And finally, we all know the Big Mac turned 50 last month, and McDonald's is celebrating by teaming up with Coca-Cola to come out with a commemorative Coke can. The can, which was revealed last week, features a modern representation of the classic sandwich, you know, two patties, lettuce, cheese, pickles, sesame seed bun, and of course special sauce. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Today, President Donald Trump announced that the United States would pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. Let's take a listen to the president's rationale and thought as to why the Iranian nuclear deal is not working.
After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond. The agreement was so poorly negotiated that even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time. The deal's sunset provisions are totally unacceptable. If I allowed this deal to stand, there would soon be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Everyone would want their weapons ready by the time Iran had theirs. Making matters worse, the deal's inspection provisions lack adequate mechanisms to prevent, detect, and punish cheating, and don't even have the unqualified right to inspect many important locations, including military facilities.
And back on this date in 1886, Atlanta pharmacist John Pemberton invented Coca-Cola. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.